Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom, Klal Mem He Simen Vav. And we're talking about the halacha of throwing pas, which the Chayodom said that pas also leaves a kafila b'makom shlo yimasu. Bread that different than other foods is also to throw, even in a situation where it's not going to come to be in some way damaged, repulsive, disgusting, dirty, etc. So there is a minhag some people have, that they throw the challah at the time of the saying hamotzi. So the Ksav Sofer apparently had this minhag, and his son, in a tshuva, explains the reasoning behind the minhag of his father to throw the pas in that situation. He says there's one exception to this idea that zrika is considered a bizoyan, as we find in the Beis Hamikdash, that the avorim, the different parts of the animal which were put on the mizbeach, were specifically thrown on. As opposed to being placed on. Now, he doesn't explain why that is so, that they did that in the Beis Hamikdash, but he said that was what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. That is a Gemara, that's how they put them on the Mizbeach. So he says, since we find that the shulchan of the person is compared to a Mizbeach, and specifically the act of Hamotzi, which is the Iker function of the shulchan, if the person is using his shulchan properly, is a form of a korban being brought to Hashem. So specifically at that moment, especially when you're having guests or you're sharing your bread with other people, and that's the primary way that the person's shulchan is done to mizbeach, to be sharing with these people by throwing it to them would be considered a kavod. It's compared to the korbanos. It's a beautiful explanation. Okay, now the Chayyadim continues and he says, you can't put the raw meat on the bread, because obviously the bread will then become disgusting because of the liquids, etc., from the meat, and you would not want to eat it. But putting roasted meat or cooked meat on it, and then eating it together, the way we do in a sandwich, that's not considered a bizoyan. That's a derech achila. Vein mavirin alav kais mole. A person should be careful not to, when he's carrying something which has liquid in it, which might spill, it shouldn't pass over the bread, because we're afraid maybe the water will spill, the liquid will spill, and then it will get onto the bread, and the bread will become wet, and people don't enjoy eating wet bread, so the bread will become nimas because of that. If one of your bowls is sort of tilted, see if I got no problem, put a piece of bread there or a loaf of bread there to support it. You can't do that in Himalaya Midabra Shimipal Alapas Yimasu. So now, the fact that you're using the bread to support it alone, that's not considered a bizoyan. The fact that the contents of the bowl might be something of such, which if they would spill onto the bread, they will make the bread nimas, something liquid, for example. So that's a problem. So we see how Makbid, the halacha is in regards to the covet of bread, in any way that the bread is going to become nimas, is going to become repulsive, and therefore you will not want to eat it, so a person should not do so. But the fact that we're using bread for the purpose of achil alone, that does not seem to be considered a bizoyan. And therefore he says, Mutter lechol daisa bepas bemokum kaf. So you're eating a farina, a cube of wheat, some type of a cooked cereal, and you want to scoop it out, and the only thing you have available to scoop, instead of having a spoon, you want to use the bread. You save a hard piece of bread. You can use it to scoop the bread, the dice out. So you're allowed to use the bread as the spoon. But you cannot then throw the bread out, because then it would be a bizoyan. When we call Malcolm Kim and Shiesh, that gam ken kitsas bizoyan, shemishtamesh b'maisa eitz ba'ochlin. There is a minimal element of bizoyan, the fact that you're using the bread like the spoon, as the wooden spoon instead of the bread. So what they do is that they eat part of the little bit of the bread together with the daisa, so it comes out the daisa is coming to be an accompaniment to the bread, as opposed to the bread being there to serve as a piece of wood. So therefore, you're eating it together. It's part of the chila. So part of the chila, you want to have something on your bread. That's not a bizoyan. And that which is left over from the bread at the end, the person should make sure that he eats it. And there's no dice anymore, so he'll eat it by itself without the dice. Chayyim gives a few more examples. You have a basket which has fruit inside of it. If you sit on top of it, it's going to bend in. It's not a strong basket. It's made out of wicker. So it'll bend under the weight of the person. And that's going to make the food inside nimas. But if it's a box made out of wood which won't bend in, that's mutter. So anything you're going to do to make the food be nimas, that's a problem of bizoy and a berklim, and that you can't do. Okay, he says a few more points. We'll leave this, Bez Hashem, for tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.